Good evening, Lowell. Tonight's boys varsity basketball game will be broadcasted by Connor Abson, Kyle Stauffer, and Trey Coulier.
Thank you, Elijah Wilcox. That's our technician for tonight's game as we get set up from the Lowell Gymnasium. It'll be the start of the River City Alliance Conference matchups, as it'll be the Sparta Spartans, who are 5-2, taking on the 3-5 Lowell Red Arrows. Trey, can you start us off with the Sparta Spartans starting lineup?
For the Sparta Spartans starting lineups, number 2, Grady Busen. Number 10, Lucas Jones. Number 11, Aiden DeVary. Number 14, Landon Rester. Number 20, Mason Conklin.
And Connor, can you get us the starting lineups for the Lowell Red Arrows?
Thank you, Kyle. Your Lowell Red Arrows starting lineup. Number 1, Morgan DeCavers. Number 2, Will Rosinski. Number 20, Durandon Baker. Number 21, Lucas Charbonneau. And rounding it up, number 22, Thomas Hayes.
Thank you, Connor. The Arrows are coached by Brian Powell. On the other side, it'll be Scott Berry for Sparta. As they round out the lineups here, it'll set up with Charbonneau will set up for the tip, if I am right on that one, with Walters on the bench.
Instead, it'll be
Hayes on the tip. Just a little taller than Charbonneau, but Hayes plays more on the outside, where you'll find Charbonneau down in the paint here as we get underway. As the tip is won by number 10, Lucas Jones, for Sparta, as now taking it up will be Busen. Busen passes it down into the paint to Conklin. Conklin has to bring it back out to the three-point line as Charbonneau, tight defense. DeCavers on Busen over into the far wing where Reister has it. Now back to Conklin. Conklin over to Jones for three, and that starts out silencing the Lowell bench. It's 3-0 after a near corner three from Reister. As DeCavers has it, gives it over to Mrozinski at the far wing, nearly dribbles it out of bounds, and now he does dribble it out of bounds. The first 43 seconds of this one have been all Sparta basketball. So they've been moving it and now get the turnover on defense. Busen brings it up, sets up at the just beyond the half-court stripe, now brings it down to the far wing, gives it over to Reister. Reister passes it to nobody, a cutting. Jones overcuts the pass, and it'll be Arrows basketball getting a turnover of their own with 7:02 to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, we know Lowell likes to play very quickly to start the game. They often get tired, though, by time even halftime comes midway through the second quarter. They got to keep up the energy and keep up the scoring, obviously, if they want a chance to win this game.
As DeCavers now gets it back in the far corner, brings it to the top of the key, passes it to Charbonneau, who works down to the near wing, down to the near block, and brings it back out to the near wing at the three-point line. And stuck there is Charbonneau, but a pass to Hayes. Hayes takes two steps before dribbling, and it'll be a travel. Still have yet to see a shot from the Arrows in these first two possessions. It's 3-0 with 6:25 to go as Busen brings it up once more for Sparta. He drives down to the block, kicks it out at the last second. Conklin thought about the three, instead gets down low, passes it, looked like a travel, able to pass it right before, but the shot from Reister on the drive is long. And now the other way, Durandon Baker gets a shot down, layup down in the paint, and is fouled on the way up. He misses, doesn't get the shot fully off, and will shoot two at the line.
That was on number 2, Busen, senior. his first team first foul of the night from either side as Durandon Baker goes to the line to shoot two, no subs.
First one is nothing but net. The first point of the arrow for the Arrows comes a minute 55 into the game. It's 3-1, Sparta leads. The second one is also nothing but net. Conklin inbounds it, this time to DeVary. DeVary will walk this one up, gets over the half-court line, and passes it over to Reister. Reister back to DeVary. Deep three is off to the left, and coming down with the rebound is Charbonneau. Charbonneau drives up into the paint, stops, kicks it out to DeCavers. DeCavers for three is good. Drills that one from a little beyond the arc. It's a 5-3 game now. Five straight from the Arrows in a matter of 30 seconds as Busid has it, hands it off to a deep three for Reister. That one's off the mark. And a shove on the shot. DeVary gets it to go anyways. No foul as DeCavers gets it right into the paint for Hayes. A quick transition game for the Arrows. It's 7-5, and now the Arrows or Spartans are doing the same thing as they pass it all around. Gets to the far corner for Reister. He gets a three-point to go. It's now 8-7, so some quick action after a bit of a slow start from both teams. Charbonneau gets it back from DeCavers on the inbound. Drives down to the block, kicks it out to Baker. Baker for three. Misses to the right. It is hit up, and Charbonneau gets the offensive rebound. He drives down into the paint, puts up the layup, doesn't get it to go, and now going the other way is Sparta. No-look pass to Reister. Reister is fouled on the shot, doesn't get it to go. Baker had one hand up, but the other hand was down on the shoulder of Reister. That's where the foul gets called, and with 4:34 to play in the first quarter, it's an 8-7 lead looking to add to it for Sparta.
Yeah, Lennon Reister already has 3 points on the night as his first one misses. Can't make it four as Joshua Walters, the sophomore, is going to come in for Thomas Hayes.
Interesting. Didn't look like that one had enough arc to get over the hoop. It hits the front iron and now sets up for the second. This one falls. It's now 9-7 as DeCavers gets the inbound. Guarding all the way up at full court here is Jones. Jones gets DeCavers tries to cross up Jones, didn't work. He ends up passing it over to Joshua Walters with a baseline drive, and it falls. It's now tied at 9 as Baker sets up at half court to guard Busin. Busin works his way down to the 3-point line, gets to the free throw stripe before passing it away to Jones, and foul is called, a blocking foul on Durandon Baker. The second for the Arrows. Baker has both of them.
As multiple substitutions for the Spartans coming into the game is going to be Tyler Pangborn, Warren
Jenhart,
and Wyatt Burleson. And for the Arrows is going to come Ian Walters for Durandon Baker.
As a little off guard there was the Arrows, not ready for the inbound, as now Jenhart has it tipped away in the far corner. It'll remain with Sparta. 3:55 to go, tied at 9 in the first quarter. As now, once again, Busin takes it. He kicks it over to Jenhart. Jenhart's pass is tipped out of bounds. It remains with Sparta, tipped out by Josh Walters. The pass was intended for Reister. And now inbounding is Pangborn. Pangborn's pass is stolen, but instantly going out of bounds is DeCavers. Just nowhere to go on this inbound. And now getting it on the second attempt here is goes to Reister. Reister's drive down to the block is blocked. And now DeCavers does the same thing the other way. His shot goes off the iron and out. Getting the rebound is Jenhart. It's kicked up to Burleson. Burleson kicks it out, finding Will Mrozinski, and he will go the other way with it as that pass was intercepted and a shot blocked Mrozinski's attempt. And now the other way with it is Jones. Jones has it tipped, and it is going to stay with Sparta.
Let's say it was last touched by the Cavers, I believe.
And now Pangborn inbounds it once again to Reister. It's passed right back to Pangborn. And now Pangborn kicks it over to the far wing for Jones. Jones kicks it to Burleson. Burleson for three. It's off the mark. Ian Walters with the rebound. DeCavers football passes it to Mrozinski all the way up. Doesn't get the layup to go, as in the way was Reister. Reister kicks it up to Jones. Jones layup, reverse layup, goes through the attempted block of Ian Walters. Josh Walters kicks it in to DeCavers. Charbonneau gets it back to Josh Walters. Josh Walters gives it over to Mrozinski. Mrozinski gets it in the far wing, drives to the paint, tried to get it on a cutting DeCavers. It's over the hands of DeCavers, and going the other way with it is Pangborn. Pangborn through the contact, shot is long, but there to pick it up on the putback is Wyatt Burleson. As it's now 13-9, Josh Walters inbounds it to DeCavers. It goes right back to Walters. Charbonneau gets it on the far wing now. He slows this thing up with 2:05 to play. Ian Walters gets it now, hands it off to DeCavers. DeCavers for three. It is bouncing around and falls. Hang up there and ends up going. The coaches of Sparta are saying it hit the little extra piece of the hoop, and now foul called the other way. Blocking foul, as getting in the way of Reister was number 21, Lucas Charbonneau.
Coming in for the Arrows, Thomas Hayes coming back into the game for Lucas Charbonneau. And Owen Newland going to get his first minutes for Will Mrozinski. Coming into the game for Sparta was Grady Busen, I believe.
Busen passes on the inbound. It's tipped away and out by Hayes. As now Pangborn inbounds it to Busen. Busen sets up, holds, now drives down into the paint. Puts the floater up, doesn't get it to fall as it's long. Josh Walters with the rebound. Behind the back goes to Cavers a couple of times. Finds himself in between three defenders at the near wing. Steps back out, then goes in. Finds a cutting Josh Walters, a baseline fade. Misses off the front iron, and Pangborn gets the rebound. As now Pangborn passes it up. This one gets all the way up to the baseline for Burleson. Burleson doesn't get it to go. Ian Walters gets the rebound. Another football pass. This time Thomas Hayes gets it. Three for Hayes is long. And now Busen runs the floor after getting the rebound. Gets from baseline to baseline. Foul called on DeCavers. The shot falls. This will be an and-one opportunity for Busen. That's the team's fourth foul. DeCavers is first. DeCavers has half of Lowell's points at six. It's currently 15-12. Sparta leads with 58.5 to play in the first quarter. Yeah, and one is good. Make it 16-12 now, as the inbound DeCavers slows things up as Jones is there. They're bringing a trap on the second guy, and it's going to successfully work as trying to bounce it off of the Sparta defender. It doesn't go, but Josh Walters gets the block on Busen. Busen was running it, and Josh Walters hawks him down and blocks the layup attempt. It'll remain Sparta ball as it goes out of bounds, as now getting it is Jenhart on the inbound. Busen gets it after it gets kicked around. He's at the near wing, guarded by Owen Newland, and it is tipped out by Ian Walters, so it'll remain with Sparta with 32.8 to go. Still 16-12. Busen inbounds it to Jenhart once again. Right back to Busen at the near corner. This one is now sent over to Burleson. Burleson kicks it out to Pangborn. Pangborn works with it, gets it over to Jones. Over to Jenhart. Jenhart gives it to Busen. Fouled on the shot is Busen. That one is on DeCavers again. And Nico Binns will set to sub in for DeCavers, as that's his second with 17.6 to play. Buesen's first shot attempt is good.
As Nico Benz is going to come in for the Cavers, looking a little shaken up.
The second from Buesen is off the right iron. Pangborn gets the rebound. Pangborn gets it over to Buesen at the near corner after being stuck at the baseline. Now open look here for Buesen, and that is drilled. Newland did not have his man. He lost Buesen, and now a double team, a pass attempt to Josh Walters from Nico Benz was intercepted, but the whistle mercifully blows before Sparta gets another shot attempt there. So it is 20-12 at the end of the first quarter.
Now time to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. Thank you to Kathy and Gary Kemp, Raised Up LLC, My Hometown Furnishings, Bernard's, Ace Hardware, and Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW and help give us these opportunities to broadcast these basketball games to you. We enjoy doing so much as we've had a pretty good game up to this point. Current score 20-12. Sparta on top. Lots of fast breaks from either side and lots of turnovers. Lots of defensive steals. And I think, honestly, coming down to the end, it's going to be whoever can follow through with their fast break opportunities, with how many fast break opportunities teams have had tonight.
It's helped here. Sparta bringing the pressure, started to run the full court trap, and got a few extra possessions out of it. You saw Genhart was chasing down DeCavers. He got down at the far wing, stuck deep in it. DeCavers tried to get the pass. That's where Josh Walters ended up getting his block from. But it was thanks to a fast break possession for Sparta that caused it, as now Josh Walters inbounds it to Nico Benz. Nico Benz sets up just beyond the logo as he gives it to Josh Walters on the near wing. Benz has it, gives it down low to Josh Walters after faking it. And Josh goes to his brother Ian. Ian puts up a shot, is fouled on the shot, so he'll shoot two on the line. The foul goes on Tyler Pangborn, his first, team's first, just 16 seconds in to the second quarter. First attempt misses off the back iron.
As fifth quarter player Will Smith, playing JV game earlier today, is going to come into the game for Owen Newland.
Ian Walters, second attempt. That one's on the mark. Bounces off the front, back, and front again before being buried. It's now 20-13. Buesen has it running along the half-court stripe. Gets it over to Pangborn. Pangborn gives it to Davari. Davari drives into the paint and is blocked by Walters. And Davari grabbed it. Thought he passed it, but his feet had hit the red line out of bounds right before the pass was made, so it'll be Arrow's ball. Once again, the half-court trap is being applied. This time they're just going full-court press this one. Now the trap comes, and Benz gets a timeout, is called by the Arrows before Benz makes a mistake there. With 7:19 to play, Arrows call a timeout, still trailing by seven, as the harm has been done with that trap. Sparta has been able to just slowly bring that guy over at the last second, and they catch him from the white lines that they have for volleyball. They've started to set up in that little box, and that's where they've taken these possessions.
As you've seen players, we've seen them get trapped in almost triple teams up at this point, getting them before they even reach half court. It's been very, very effective, as well as a pretty big group of players out right now.
As Benz gets it, as you talked about a bigger lineup, but Ben's one of the smallest players on this team as he kicks it over to Hayes. Hayes to Will Smith for three. It's long, but Will Smith tips it and ends up going the other way. Burleson got it, and now Busen puts up the shot, doesn't get it to go. It hits off the iron on the layup attempt, and it was too strong. So now Nico Binns gets it after Thomas Hayes rebound. Binns is put in pressure on the far wing, ends up getting the pass off to Hayes. Hayes gets it to Ian Walters at the near corner, nearly steps out of bounds, avoids it, drives baseline, and and hits Thomas Hayes, trying to get it to Lucas Charbonneau as Ian Walters, and now it goes Sparta's way instead.
And two sophomores coming in the game, going to be Durandon Baker and also another fifth quarter player, Spencer Spike, in the game.
As for three, Davari gets it to go at the far wing. Their coach was, Lowell's coach is talking to the official, but going away with the play here is Durandon Baker. Ian Walters takes a three-pointer. It misses off the front iron and ends up bouncing long as now Spencer Spike takes it, running around the three-point stripe. He gives it over to Baker. Durandon Baker, deep three, front iron, doesn't get it to go. Ian Walters nearly got the rebound, but not able to hold on as now Busen gives a long pass to Reister. Reister gets the shot to fall, and now Durandon Baker brings it up, and now the second guy comes on the trap, and once again another turnover by the Arrows due to this full court trap. And now three-pointer from Reister is off. Foul called after the three-pointer was missed at the near wing. A shove called on Sparta. Subs will come in. Egan Bellinger will come in for the Arrows.
For Sparta, it's going to be Mason Conklin alongside Simon King's shot.
Long pass to Charbonneau. Charbonneau one-on-one goes for the layup right side. Just too much power off the backboard. Rebound goes to Reister for Sparta. He'll take it up. Left unguarded in the paint, Lucas Jones, who put it up for a layup, make it a 14-point Sparta lead. Baker will bring it up. Triple teamed and the pass tipped by Reister, who grabs the ball from the air himself and comes down with it. Pass to Conklin, nothing. Got tipped by Charbonneau, right back to Reister. Reister over to the three where Kingshot stands. He goes for a corner three on the far side in front of the low bench. That's no good. Mid-range two-point is up and good for Reister. Sparta continues on their run. Baker, full court defense, facing over to Spike. Spike, left side to Josh Walters, over to Charbonneau. Charbonneau spin, trying to drive, heads back out to the corner, over to Spencer Spike. Spike over to Charbonneau again in the three. He'll drive, picks up, layup, no good. Ball's up in the air. Coming down with it is Conklin. Reister takes it up right side, stops at the right wing. Left side wing now for Davari. Davari drives in, left side, shot goes up. Doesn't make it very far, but fouled on his way up, so he'll go to the line for two.
Morgan DeCaver set to check in. And once again, turnovers have been a factor in the second quarter. The half court, or the full court trap, is what's putting the pressure on the Arrows, and they're making bad decisions, trying to pass it through guys rather than holding on, finding somebody come behind and bring an extra guy down.
I'm sure that'll be something that they fix and talk about during halftime, draw up a plan to help avoid those situations and stop these turnovers that have been so costly to Lowell so far.
Morgan DeCavers will come into the game for Will Smith.
Davari getting set for his second shot. Up and no good. Rebound, struggling on the ground. And coming up with it is DeCavers. He'll get down to Spencer Spike, back to DeCavers. DeCavers drive, mid floater just outside the paint, no good. Rebound to Sparta. Davari, right side, double teamed, guarded by Spike. Gets a pass off, and it'll be Lowell's ball after an offensive foul on Conklin, elbowing. trying to get a little too defensive with the ball. Inbounding it for Lowell will be Ethan Bellinger. DeCavers gets a screen to the screen man under the basket who, no good, that was Bellinger. Reister, step back three from center, and that one falls perfectly. 33-13, 20-point Sparta lead with 3:30 remaining in the second quarter. Bellinger trying to get it off, and it's intercepted. And once again, following a straight pass, it's low ball, another turnover back-to-back. And this time it's another turnover in favor of Sparta DeVary, as DeVary puts up a shot and is fouled on his way up, so you go for the line for an and-one opportunity. So back-to-back-to-back turnovers ended up in a Sparta two-point play, plus a chance to make it three.
Looked like DeCavers had his hands up, maybe just didn't have his feet set on his before going up and hitting him like in the waist or something. Either way, it's an and-one opportunity here for DeVary.
So Will Marzinski and Josh Walters will come into the game.
Shot is up and good for DeVary. He now has 7 on the night. 3:09 remaining in the second quarter. Cavers will bring it up. Goes from the right to the left side as he crosses half court. Stalling in the high wing, gets a screen from Josh Walters. Over to Baker. Baker fakes the three, goes in closer for two. Shot goes up. And not able to the full power as DeVary comes down. And that one is stuffed by Charbonneau right against the backboard as Lowell quickly comes back. And it'll be a three this time for Josh Walters. His three's no good off the rim. And once again, it'll be Sparta bringing up the ball. Quarter three for Kingshot. And that one will circle around the rim a couple times and fall in for another Sparta three. The threes have been falling all night so far for Sparta. As it'll be Walters goes in for a shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Put back shot. No good. But able to draw the foul on his way up. So King, they go to the line for two.
Kingshot was at the near corner here, right in front of the Lowell student section. You could tell he turned around and just stared him down before going back to play defense. Must have been hearing something before putting up the shot.
First shot from Walters is up and good. Lowell finally able to get some answered points back following Sparta's run where Lowell failed to score a singular point. 39-14 now.
It had been over 4 minutes of scoreless basketball as Thomas Hayes checked into the game.
Second shot's no good. Sparta with rebound. Bringing it up is Buzin. Over to corner three for Jones. His shot no good. Rebound going to Buzin again. Pump fake as Reister goes back for three. That one's short off the front rim. Rebound going to Charbonneau. Charbonneau to Thomas Hayes. Hayes back to Charbonneau. And that one will be tipped out of bounds.
They'll say it hit Charbonneau before it hit the ground right at the end. So it'll be Sparta basketball now.
Inbounding it for Sparta will be Jenhart. Jenhart gets it to Reister. Reister to left corner for Buzin. Passing the ball around, tipped up in the hands of Jenhart. Over to Jones. Jones mid-range two, no good. Trying to use the backboard to his advantage. Unsuccessfully, Mrazinski goes up. Shot blocked. Sparta quickly hustling down and will get a foul.
On Mrazinski, a blocking foul. It's his first, team's third, with a minute 14 to play in the first half.
25-point game, Sparta leads. Reister thinks about taking it instead, dishes it out to Buzin. Buzin for a corner three in front of the low bench. And that one falls 42-14, 28-point Sparta lead with 55 seconds remaining and counting in the second quarter. Josh Walters to DeCavers. DeCavers calling for a screen. Puts up a three and then his own, and that one falls. 42-17, taking a nibble into the lead. Pass tipped, and then a huge block by Josh Walters.
He's had a couple of good ones along with Charbonneau. They've put up together a good five or six blocks today now.
Coming into the game for Morgan DeCavers is Nico Benz. Inbound to Jenhart, gets out of his hands, but able to pick it back up. It'll be Reister. Reister driving in left side. He'll go down, but not before getting a foul and going to the line for two. Reister's first shot up and no good off the back of the rim. 28.4 seconds remaining in the second quarter. 42-17, Sparta lead. Four fouls on each team so far this quarter. Reister's second shot up and good. And they're coming in for Reister will be number 20, Mason Conklin. Charbonneau DeCavers. Putting on the trap is Sparta. Get to Charbonneau. Charbonneau forced to pick up his dribble.
But is fouled. A reach on Conklin with 21.9 to play. This will put the arrows in the bonus.
And that's the only issue with that trap is Charbonneau, he had three guys on there. So besides that reaching that can happen if you're not careful, there was Lowell players all by themselves down waiting to score if Charbonneau was somehow able to get the ball out. As free throw, first one is up and good. ...43-18 Sparta lead. Second shot for Charbonneau is up, and that one's good, so he's 2 for 2 on his three throws, as Will Marzinski will come in for Charbonneau.
Able to tip.
Tipped out of bounds, they say, by DeCavers.
...17.9 to play now. DeCavers checks out for Charbonneau.
Bringing up is DeVary for Sparta. He's tightly guarded by Benz.
A blocking foul on Benz with 6.6 to play. That'll put Sparta in the bonus now. The first one falls. That was Benz's first foul of the game. DeCavers gets set to check back in for this offensive possession.
The very second shot, no good off the front of the rim. Rebound to Thomas Hayes. Hayes to Walters. Walters puts up a lob, and that one is no good. So going into halftime, huge Sparta lead, as they will lead 44-19. We'll be back in 10 minutes with second half action. Hello and welcome back to Lowell High School for a varsity basketball boys matchup between Sparta and Lowell here at Lowell. Currently Sparta dominating so far as they lead 44-19. Huge contributing factor to that lead is they've been seeming to drain threes all day. And then that trap they've been able to run, that full court trap, Lowell just hasn't had an answer to that at all. Kyle, what do you think?
Yeah, it's come down to the turnovers by the Arrows. They rarely are getting possessions beyond half court. And when they are, it's getting to the three-point line where they get trapped. They got to be able to find good shots down low in the paint, but they got to be able to break that trap, bring someone down if you need to, get an extra passer in there. So that way then you can move this ball and avoid getting trapped like they have been along these sidelines.
With the buzzer, Lowell heads back out on the court. We'll see what they drew up at halftime, because that was definitely probably what they focused on, finding a way around that. And we'll see how they do that. It'll be Sparta's ball to start. Pangborn will inbound it to DeVary. DeVary takes it right side wing. Over to Conklin. Conklin drives, bounce pass, under the basket left side, and that is good for Pangborn. Still playing the trap. This time they escape it with Charbonneau. Charbonneau back to DeCavers. Cavers drive in, right side. Little floater, that one's no good. Three on, driving down all by himself with three Lowell defenders. That was Lucas Jones, his shot no good. Cavers, left corner for Josh Walters, faking the three, drives, spin move, picks up his dribble. Cavers, left wing, over to center for Hayes. Hayes drive in, right side, off the back one, no good. To Cavers. Goes for his shot, his no good, and on his way, all right, Thomas Hayes go for the rebound, and on his way up, he falls hard with a foul on Sparta.
Wanted a putback attempt, didn't get it, as he was fouled before he was able to grab the rebound, and they will say it was indeed a shooting foul. He was in the act of putting it right back up, so Hayes will shoot two at the stripe.
First shot for Hayes, no good, off the back iron.
That's been one of those days. You just haven't been able to get anything going, and now you're missing from the free throw stripe. Just not able to take advantage of these possessions and these free points.
Second shot, no good either. Going down was barred up for the rebound, able to get off to Conklin. Conklin drives in left side, ball tipped by DeCavers as he was driving. Turnover back to Lowell. DeCavers takes it up center court. Half screen by Walters. Cavers drives in from the free throw line. That one's a good line drive shot. 46-21. Lowell now with full court defense. Playing man on man. 6:30 remaining in the third quarter.
A 25-point game. DeVary just dribbling, stalling here.
Baker to Conklin. Conklin drives in right side, and that one's stolen by Charbonneau. Charbonneau over to DeCavers. Cavers, right side, quick pass over to a corner three for Baker. His shot's no good. Able to barely stay in bounds. Sparta quickly driving. That's Pangborn. His shot up right side. That one is good. Charbonneau. Right side, double teamed. And we'll get a blocking foul on Sparta. Sparta bench not liking it, but Jones is not able to get his feet down in time.
That's exactly what I was going to say. He was still moving, and Charbonneau tried to drive through it, and that's where the blocking foul will come in.
Charbonneau inbounds it to the Cavers. 5:53 remaining in the third quarter. Driving is the Cavers. He'll go for another shot from the free throw line. That one's no good. Walters with the rebound, stripped out of his hands as he came down by Jones. Jones gets it to Conklin. Conklin for a deep two on the right corner. That one is good. 50-21. Long pass to Baker. Baker drives in. Euro step. No good.
His layup misses long.
Conklin drives in left corner. Over to Reister. His shot no good. Josh Walters with the rebound. It'll be tipped right back out of the hands of Baker. Sparta ball. Reister with another three in between the corner and wing. That one short, hitting the front of the rim. Cavers to Hayes. Hayes to Walters, left side under the paint. Trying to spin, finds nothing. Puts a shot up. That one's no good. And rebound going into the hands of Rice. Reister. Pagborn, he'll drive in behind a back layup, and that one falls. 4:30 remaining in the third quarter. 31-point Sparta lead as Lowell will call a timeout.
And once they've been, this time the Arrows to start the half have been able to break the trap. Haven't really gotten into a trap situation yet, has Sparta, just because they've been passing the ball so much faster, but not able to find good enough looks here. Like, they're getting into the paint, but they're not able to get the shot with three Sparta defenders right there collapsing down. They got to be able to find that extra pass and find an open look. And once they start doing that, they'll be able to get better shots up and find the basket more often.
This will be a good time to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. Thank you to Riverside Dentistry, Mercantile Bank, Heidi's Farm Stand and Bakery, Lowell Charter Township, Bett and Baker Auto, and Green Ridge Realty. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW.
Bull student section pretty much all cleared out except for a handful. DeCavers gets the inbound for Lowell. Sees a trap coming and instantly gets it off to Smith. Smith to Hayes. Back to DeCavers. DeCavers calling for a screen. Ian Walters went to show it, didn't get it. Spencer Spike drives in from the three-point line. In and out, no good. Rebound to Jones. Pass, that was from Conklin. Stolen by DeCavers. Fight on the floor, and we'll get most likely a tripping penalty as DeCavers falls hard. And we will, that one. That's Lucas. DeCavers drives in, gets it off on the right wing to Spike. Spike out to Bellinger. His shot no good. Fast break from Sparta. That's Gernhardt. His shot no good. Keeping it in with athletic play is Smith. And we'll get a Sparta foul.
Shocked that Genhart couldn't get that one to go, as he was one-on-one with Spencer Spike, smaller than Nico Binns, but Spencer Spike played tall on that one and got the defensive stand.
DeCavers, left side through the three-point line, hand off, pass to Bellinger. Bellinger out to the right corner, back to DeCavers, just left to center. That one falls short into the hands of Spencer Spike for Lowell. Ian Walters with the ball, hand off to DeCavers. Thinking about a three, decides against it, heads into the right wing. Driving through the elbow, dishes back off to the corner where stands Bellinger. Bellinger back to DeCavers. 3 minutes remaining in the third quarter. DeCavers to Spike. Spike shows three and instead moves Little back to DeCavers. DeCavers, Bellinger. Trying to get it to Ian Walters. That one's tipped. And layup is no good. Putback also no good. And it will be Sparta ball.
So after that one goes out of bounds, Sparta retains possession. Two players going to out of the game and looking to inbound is going to be Aiden DeVary. DeVary inbounds it. That'll be to Simon Kingshot. Kingshot back to DeVary, coming across the whole wing. Warren Genhart steps back a little bit and is going to throw out of bounds to nobody. Nearest man was Lucas Jones. Not able to get back to the basketball as Will Smith is going to look to inbound it with 2 minutes 25 seconds left to play in this third quarter. Lowell down 52-21 to the Spartans of Sparta. DeCavers calling for a little play here as he'll get it over Spencer Spike. Right corner, dribbles in, pump fake. Ian Walters also pump faking for three. Back to the Cavers, deep three, gets it to go. The Cavers with 14 on the night out of Lowell's 24 total points. It's going to be Jones with the ball going coast to coast with it. So he'll finally pass it away to the very senior. Over to Burleson. Burleson driving in on Smith. And it's going to be passed underneath, but DeCavers is going to knock that one out of bounds. As checking in the game is going to be Ben Bannon for Ian Walters. Big rebounding guy. As the ball cleanly gets inbounded, as it's going to be actually stolen by Ian Bellinger. Bellinger gets it to DeCavers from the corner. Doesn't get it to go. DeCavers gets his own board, puts it up off the glass. Also no good, wanting a foul. DeCavers runs back in from inbounds, almost stealing it. Ball being thrown around quite a bit, almost did a football pass. That was Simon King shot it, he'll bring it up, covered by DeCavers. Left wing, 4-3, DeVary in and out, doesn't get it to go, as there will be a push. So going to the line to shoot three is gonna be Aiden DeVary. He's got 10 on the night. As at the line to shoot the first of three. DeVary's shot is no good off the back iron.
1:28 remaining in the third quarter. 52-24 Sparta lead. Sparta with four fouls this quarter. Lowell with one.
As Owen Newland is going to look to check in the game here in a minute. As Aiden DeVary has it, his second free throws up and no good. 0 for 2 now is Newland comes in for Ian Bellinger. Aiden DeVary, his third shot, looking to avoid going 0 for 3, but he does. Getting the offensive rebound, putting up a shot, no good, was Warren Genhart. Rebound goes back to the Arrows. That was Will Smith. Now DeCavers has it trapped in the corner, looking to get it away. He's going to jump past it. Owen Newland almost going out of bounds. Owen Newland saves it right into Wyatt Burleson. Burleson bringing it up. Pass underneath. Off the glass. No good. Getting his own rebound is Burleson. Burleson throws it up off the top of the backboard, hitting DeCavers in the head and going out of bounds. But they'll say out of bounds on Burleson as he hit the top or the bottom of the backboard, excuse me. Will Smith is going to look to inbound it as he'll get it into DeCavers. 1 minute to play in the third quarter as DeCavers launches it up the court to Will Smith. Owen Newland now across the court. Morgan DeCavers, top of the key, no good off the back iron. Trying to get the board as the Arrows fight for it. No good, one-on-one opportunity. Jones on DeCavers, he'll actually pass it away. Getting the layup to fall, Warren Genhart. DeCavers bringing it up quickly for the Arrows, making a move on his man, driving in, puts up a shot, and he's fouled on the way up. DeCavers going to line with it 4-2. The only current player in for the Arrows with points right now is he has 14 currently. The other four being Owen Newland, Spencer Spike, Will Smith, and Ben Bannon. All with no points tonight as DeCavers' first shot is no good off the back iron. Teams combined now are 0 for 4 for their last free throw attempts.
40 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 30-point game. Sparta lead.
As DeCavers' second shot goes 1 for 2 from the stripe. He's got 15 points but 3 fouls right now. We're just nearing the end of the third quarter as there's 35 seconds left. Tipped away as it gets to Wyatt Burleson. Burleson now right side. Lucas Jones for three. Gets it to go. Falling in. Extending the lead to 32. DeCavers will bring it up for the Arrows. DeCavers dribbling around. He's got Jones playing defense on him. DeCavers does a little behind the back. He'll get it. Spencer Spike. Deep three. Off the backboard. Gets it to fall. Spencer Spike with the bank shot. Now they'll call him for a blocking foul.
That looked more maybe intentional, as only two fouls. His Spencer Spike's first, and with 4 seconds left, maybe just slow him down, make him try and lob it before
as looking for a half court buzzer beater, gets the shot off. No good. Wouldn't have counted anyways. Was Simon King's shot. So going into the fourth quarter, a little down by 29. Going to take some heck of a miracle if they want a chance at coming back. There's 8 minutes left to play in the game. 57-28 is the score. DeCaver is leading all scoring tonight with 15 up to this point from the arrow side. As it's cleared out quite a bit here in this walled gym.
Sparta, their next game, going to be on the road once again on Friday against Coopersville at Coopersville. And then Lowell, both the boys and girls are going to be away on Friday at Holland Christian in the Holland Civic Center. Girls game at 6, the boys game at 7:30. And then we'll be back next Tuesday, the 14th, for a doubleheader, home doubleheader this time, though. Girls at 6, boys at 7:30. That'll be against Cedar Springs, and you can join us for both those games. We'll be bringing them to you live.
As both teams back on the court now, Will Smith is going to look to inbound it as he'll quickly inbound it to the Cavers. With 7 minutes 55 seconds to play in this game, Lowell down by 29 points. DeCavers is going to get a screen from Bannon. DeCavers double team now over Spencer Spike. Does a little spin. Spike has 3 on the net after the bank shot. 3-pointer. Spike goes to bounce it to DeCavers, and as DeCavers stops, and Ben Bannon tries their cover, gets pushed, so it'll be Arrows basketball.
Arrows getting out of that lucky. Yeah. Finding a little miscommunication on the court.
Cavers letting Spencer Spike know it's his bad that he missed that, as the Cavers is going to drive in, takes a mid-range jumper, gets it to go off the back iron. 57-30. Lowell cuts into the deficit with 7.5 minutes to play. It was Wyatt Burleson gets it. We get it to the right corner for Kingshot. Kingshot back to Burleson. Passing around the arc is the Spartans. Does a little spin is Ryan Looney. Looney gets it underneath. It'll go back to Kingshot. Kingshot, the corner three from Burleson. No good. Rebound goes to Will Smith, saving it from going out of bounds as he lost it there for a second. As the Cavern is going to intercept the pass intended for Warren Genhart. The Cavern's bringing up the court. Pull up three. No good. Off the back iron, off the front iron, and then the backboard. Stolen. Spencer Spike taps it away. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Ryan Looney as he tipped it as it went out of bounds. As Nico Binns will check into this game along with Durandon Baker for Morgan DeCavers and Spencer Spike. Durandon Baker left side, Nico Binns at the white or left wing. Smith has it, driving in, puts up a right-handed shot off the backboard, doesn't get it to fall. Not the best shot selection as Warren Genhart had it. Genhart puts up a shot, also no good off the back iron. Owen Newland swatting it away. With the ball is Kingshot. Kingshot to Burleson. Burleson driving in on Binns. Burleson's going to get it out. Kingshot, the open three-pointer. No good. Ben Bannon fighting for the rebound. Ends up in the hands of Owen Newland. Newland with the ball in hand. Going up one-on-one off the backboard. No good. Rebounding going to Kingshot. He'll bring it back up the court for the Spartans once again. In transition with it is Warren Genhart. Stolen by Owen Newland. He'll get it up to Will Smith. Will Smith, Nico Binns, 2-on-2. Nico Binns goes up with it off the backboard. Doesn't get it to go, but he does get the foul drawn. He'll go to the line for two is Nico Binns.
6:02 remaining in the fourth quarter, 57-30. Sparta with a 27-point lead. First foul of the quarter for Sparta, none on Lowell.
It's Nico Binns. First shot is good. This student section for Lowell has completely kind of scattered around this gym as they're, none of them are in the student section anymore. As the score is 57-31. Nico Binn's second shot is no good as getting the rebound. That's going to be Pangborn. Pangborn to Kingshot. Looney for the three, covered by Fitzpatrick. Looney's three is good. The inbound is going to go to Durandon Baker, getting it up to Nico Binns. Nico Binns trying to go for the 1-on-2. He'll actually take it back beyond the arc. Back to Durandon Baker. Durandon Baker trying to make a move on his man. Drives again. Eurostep is going to make its way to Benz, though. It's Chris Fitzpatrick. Will Smith back to Benz. Benz puts up a floater off the backboard. Gets it to fall. Nico Benz. Now they'll say a push from Nico Benz. Playing defense on King shot as he got the rebound from Burleson. Spartans basketball. The inbound goes quickly to Burleson. Burleson going up with his left hand. Now left side, Looney with another three. No good. Fighting for the offensive rebound as they'll say out of bounds. And Ian Bellinger. Bellinger is going to inbound it to Durandon Baker, bringing it up the court. Left side. Now drive in for the middle. Mid-range jumper for Durandon Baker. He's got four in the night. 35-60. Arrows down to the Spartans. It's going to be a little handoff pass to Burleson. Burleson bringing it up the court. Now King shot for another three. No good. Rebound goes to Looney. Looney back to King shot. Little jab step. He'll get it out to Burleson. Burleson with the three-pointer. In and out. Rebound goes to Will Smith. Durandon Baker has the basketball now. He's going to bring it up. Sophomore for the Arrows. Drives in. Puts up a little hook shot off the backboard. No good. High pass to Looney. That was from Pangborn. As Looney has it now left side. King shot. Talk about or thought about the three-point from the corner as the ball makes its way around to the top of the key. Now Looney has it left wing driving in. They'll say travel on Looney. Now Morgan DeCavers is going to check into the game for Will Smith. And in for Sparta. And now Morgan DeCavers will get the inbound. DeCavers with it. He's going to drive in. DeCavers mid-range shot. Doesn't get that one to go. Rebound goes to Sparta.
4 minutes remain, 25-point Sparta lead.
Pangborn is going to bring it up for Sparta. It's going to make its way to Looney. Looney left side across the court. Now right corner, three. No good. In for his own rebound, he'll dribble in. As now stolen by DeCavers. That's a little mishandle. DeCavers puts up another shot off the glass. Gets it to fall. Morgan DeCavers has 19 of Lowell's 30. 7 up to this point. 60-37 is the score. As it's going to be Looney underneath it. They'll say it'll go out of bounds on Pangborn.
Sparta ball as Sparta has a substitution. Coming in is Caden Williams. He's coming in for Gavin Spittler.
And now with it is going to be Sawyer Jansma. Pump fakes left side. That was King's shot. Driving in now from the top of the key. Pump faking is Williams Jr. getting his first minutes. Got Nico Benz on a pump fake. Now with a layup is no good. Nico Benz taps the rebound to the Cavers. Cavers has it top of the key. Chris Fitzpatrick takes a deep three. Gets it to go. Chris Fitzpatrick 1-for-1. On the night for three. That was a very deep one. Now it's going to be King shot bringing it up. King shot. It's going to make its way back to left side to Caden Williams. Caden Williams. You know, Sawyer Jansma. Right side King shot. Pump fakes on Ian Bellinger. And
little shove on Lowell, according to the refs. 2:36 remaining in the fourth quarter. Lowell trailing 60-40 to Sparta. Ben Bannon coming in for Brandon Baker.
As the rebound, Looney gets the board in, or excuse me, the inbound in. So now it's going to be have it at the top of the key. Caden Williams, left wing, did a little behind the back on DeCavers. Trying to get past the Cavers, keeping his dribble, almost losing it. Right wing, dribbling in, puts up the shot off the glass. No good. Chris Fitzpatrick with the rebound. The Cavers bringing it up. Left wing three for the Cavers. Only hitting the net as that one is no good. A little line drive shot. Maybe got tipped as Caden Williams gets the board. with it's Looney, and now it's tapped away by the Cavers. Nico Benz walking to Cavers and Ben Bannon with a 3-on-2 underneath Bannon. Doesn't get it to go to Cavers with the putback. It's pushed as he puts it up. No good. Egan Bellinger with another putback shot. Also no good. Spartans with the rebound. Now there's going to be a foul on the floor. That'll be the Cavers, who has 4 on the night. As there's 1 minute 53 seconds to play in this game. Lowell down 60-40. Getting the inbound from Looney is going to bring it up. Right wing, dribbling around on Owen Newland. Left side is Jansma. Jansma tries to pass it underneath. It'll just go right out of bounds. The Arrows get possession of it as Egan Bellinger will get it in to Nico Benz. Nico Benz left wing. He'll get it back to Chris Fitzpatrick. Nico Benz left wing now for 3. Nothing but net. Nico Benz doesn't take many shots, but when he has tonight, he's been able to follow through. And Nico Benz with a foul now. That will actually be on Owen Newland.
Sparta passing the ball down to the baseline, thinking they got a free throw.
As Owen Newland gets a quick little steal off the inbound, gets it to fall as he became wide open right inside the paint. And they'll call a foul on Chris Fitzpatrick now.
Minute 16. Lowell cut their deficit in half over the course of the fourth period.
He's going the line is Caden Williams shooting 2. First shot off the back iron is no good.
Sparta so far hasn't had the best free throw percentage.
As his second shot is also no good, and it'll go out of bounds. They'll say on Looney. As Bellinger is going to inbound it to Nico Benz. With 1:10 to play, Lowell down by 15 as they were down by quite the deficit earlier, able to cut into it just too little too late as Ben Bannon inbounds it. Owen Newland for 3, gets it to fall. 1 minute to play, it's 60-48. With it is Caden Williams. Williams bringing it up, covered by Chris Fitzpatrick, trying to tap it away as he's going to be trapped in the corner, getting it. Now almost stolen by Newland as it's going to be off the glass, shot no good. Looney looking for the rebound. Now they'll say out of bounds. Arrows basketball as it's 60-48.
44.6 seconds left, 60-48.
As Benz has got to bring it up quick for the Arrows with 40 seconds to play. Nico Benz, top of the key, driving in, puts up a shot. It'll actually go to Ben Bannon. Chris Fitzpatrick, wide open 3. No good. He thought it was definitely going in as this ball is going to go out of bounds. They'll say on Lowell. Egan Bellinger. As I said earlier, Lowell is down by quite a bit. They've cut into it just too little too late, though, as we're under 30 seconds to play in this game. Left side, Looney not going to take the wide open 3 as it looks like. They're just going to waste clock to end the game. Now just going to dribble out the clock. Sparta will win this. Well, Owen Newland playing tight defense still. As Sparta's going to win this game by a final score of 60-48. As Sparta quite only a 12-point win, but they dominated most of this game. Coming out with the win as Lowell's first conference game is going to be Sparta 60-48, the final score here in Lowell tonight.